This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is a Friday morning. Weekend's right around the corner for the kids. Possibly 5-day weekend. We're all looking forward to that. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I mean, have you done the math? Have we done the parental math so far? Or the, if any teachers are up early, even if you're not on the way to school yet, maybe the possible math. There's some schools out today, I think.
There are some schools closed today. Do we know why? Is it the number?
Okay. No. I mean, as far as I thought it was like a teacher's day, like there's an actual reason why that's day, not because of.
Oh, I thought it was school closings you're talking about.
No,
this
somebody
morning
had mentioned to me that they were like, well, the kids have off Friday and then
my
the weekend.
My kids have off next week, Monday and Friday.
Okay.
But
maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not
that
sure about this Friday. Okay. Maybe some kids are off today.
So let's just say the majority go to school today, which I is probably the case. If you're looking ahead, you got Saturday, Sunday, you have Monday, which is MLK Day. A lot of things going on Monday. And then you see the frigid temperatures on Tuesday, Wednesday with the wind chill and everything else. So we'll keep our eye on that today. Shorts weather. High of 38.
I know.
You can almost walk around in just underwear. Like this is just.
I wouldn't, because
you know, there's an arrest factor there and it's not that. But
also, it really is cold at 38.
This is perfect Crocs and shorts weather for a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old.
Listen,
whoever wears the outfit, you know, usually young man that wears the outfit.
Every day is perfect Croc weather for my kids, because apparently the holes in the shoes don't let the snow in.
Do they not understand that? Do they not understand the design? Is it the exact same thing? Even when she's going to gymnastics, you should put some shoes and socks on. Daddy, I have Crocs on. My feet are covered. I guess in theory, those holes, though, you see, like, you see the top of your foot through them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rain, snow, gets in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, they don't care.
Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I'm also nervous about having producer Stevie in for Stevie on the socials at 6:40.
Why?
Because we're getting close to it now.
Oh, today could be the day.
The announcement of any TikTok happenings. Dead guy in an envelope's happening right now.
So he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to guess who he is.
That's it. That is it. And has been whittled down since, what, the beginning of the year? Getting close. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope today?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Prince.
Great guess. It's not Prince, though.
Okay.
That would have been nice heading into a long weekend if that was correct. That would have been fantastic. But the game continues. We play this at 6:05 weekday mornings. Dead guy in an envelope on Star 102.
It's 27 degrees in Berea this morning. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. A decision from the Supreme Court expected today to determine the fate of TikTok. The justices weighing a free speech challenge to the law that says the company needs to be sold. The owner of the app said they will go dark on Sunday unless they are granted temporary reprieve or strike down the law. The stadium lights at Progressive Field have been on nearly 24 hours a day as they've worked on phase two of the renovation project. They're replacing the original green seats in the lower bowl and the upper deck with blue seats. So as the work is winding down, you'll see less lights on. They'll turn them off around 9 o'clock daily. Guardians home opener this year on April 8th. And Progresso has a new way for you to eat soup. I couldn't even believe this was real. Soup drops. They're a chicken noodle soup flavored hard candy drop that resembles a cough drop. They're calling them, quote, soup you can suck on.
Don't.
The suckable soup. They didn't say that. They said soup you can suck on. But yeah, it's suckable soup. It's like a cough
that
drop
is,
of soup.
Especially this time of year, I'm a big fan of various soups. I mean, how many times will I go down to yours truly here in the building and that chicken noodle
yeah,
soup?
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Love that one.
I don't know if it's homemade or not. It tastes homemade. I love that soup. I'm probably going to get some today. Who wants a suckable soup? Who wants a soup drop?
I immediately went to the website to buy them yesterday.
Of course you did.
Sold out. Because for Tasty Tuesday. But they're dropping them every Thursday. You could buy them. Listen
Stevie
to this.
Stevie probably, if we did, and I did not mean
no,
to interrupt
go ahead.
You. Stevie will probably vomit at the second it hits her palate.
1,000%. That is immediately what I thought of last night. And I almost texted it in our group chat to be like, Stevie, does this make you want to vomit? Because I feel like this would gross her out a lot. So it's like a cough drop of soup. And they say that they taste like broth, savory veggies, soft egg noodles, and a hint of parsley.
Oh,
now, that's really good to eat in a soup form. But in a cough drop, that is really gross.
Anybody would do this? Anybody listening thinks that is desirable? Or you have a take on that? I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that. I don't know. Is it soothing? Am I underrating this thing? That just sounds like, what color is that thing? Is it like chicken broth colored drop?
Oh, I didn't look at the picture. I just saw that it was sold out. I was like, oh, I'll
I actually went past the
week.
Story and hoped that you didn't see it, but of course you saw the story.
Well, if you want to get yours, go next Thursday morning, ProgressoSoupDrops.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show, Stevie on the socials coming up here. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah, this like what else do we talk about now if it's banned?
I mean, there's other socials. Are you gonna go?
Yeah,
you're probably gonna become a huge Instagram person.
Yeah,
after this.
Stories,
like
reels,
Instagram. Reels.
Are you gonna go to Facebook?
No, neither.
MySpace.
No,
you're just gonna keep going backwards.
What about like the little red envelope or the little red writing
note?
Red note. Yes.
Have you checked it out?
I haven't downloaded it yet, but I'm thinking about it. But I feel like that'll end up getting banned too.
I mean, I don't. We'll see what will happen, and today could seriously be a big day. We know that the target date has been on Sunday. We understand that, and things that are happening. Even if you don't care about TikTok, you don't know what it is, you've never been on there, it's a good thing to know. It's a good takeaway information. If they ban it, big deal. I mean, it is a big deal to a lot of people, so that's why we cover that. And Stevie probably has the strongest thumbs in the Halley building because she has been scrolling as much as she can TikTok because she said she's going to absorb every bit of it just in case this happens.
They're all very sad right now, though.
The TikToks
they're going away.
I've noticed that.
Finales and stuff. Like her,
yes,
they're big TikTok
the finales. Like
finales,
and they're throwing back the old audio.
Yes,
yeah, they are.
I saw one of people that work at the like TikTok headquarters, I think it's in Texas, in Austin.
Okay.
And they're all like, it's like some audio, and they're like, this could be your last day. Like, and they're in the office, like,
aww,
all the workers at TikTok. There's a lot of like jobs that are on the line.
Like my takeaway is that they think that that's going away. If they're posting all of these things, I mean, are they at least ready for it or prepared for it? They don't know. Nobody knows. Have any idea?
It's funny that that's your first thought. My first thought was, oh, is this all part of their secret ploy to when it's like they make it even bigger because it sticks around?
It could
like,
be.
I just, there's part of me that thinks like something in the nick of time is going to happen.
Even, TikTok, the company probably has no idea.
Yeah. Well,
it's up to the court.
If it was Vegas and I was betting, I would think that it would stay. But that's just me being positive, not knowing. And I certainly don't know the layers of the story. I don't. Yeah. It's just been outsider looking in. I have no idea. I'm taking your
Stevie. You're right.
I'm taking your Stevie on the socials time. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about Bluey.
Interesting.
There's a video.
I did not expect that.
No.
A video was going viral of a Bluey-themed birthday party because there was a mistake that happened. The kid had to clarify what was going on, and then all the comments were filled with people being very shocked about the information they learned.
I mean, who doesn't like Bluey?
Everybody loves Bluey.
I can't wait to figure this. I have not heard that. This is going to be great. Stevie on the socials. You probably missed it too.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there is a video that's received over 15 million views about a Bluey birthday party. So the caption to the video was, I wanted to surprise my nephew with a Bluey backdrop, worked on a Bluey cutout for over an hour, only find out that it wasn't Bluey, but actually Bluey's dad. And then she told her nephew that it could be Bluey when he's older, to which she learned Bluey is a girl, not a boy.
Do you like Bluey?
Is that Bluey?
That's Bluey's dad.
Bluey's dad?
No way. That's Bluey.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's Bluey.
No, he has hair. Yeah.
Great. A girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl?
So Bluey's dad has like the little black like facial hairs on him and like taller, but she just looked up Bluey, I guess, and saw that and made the cutout. And all the comments are like, why are you trying to argue with the expert?
Right.
True. Yeah. You're going to pull it over. Yeah, exactly.
And he was so cute, too. He's just like, no, it's Bluey's dad. Like, very confused. But then all the comments were just filled with people being so shocked. I guess they didn't know Bluey was a girl. Like, everyone was shocked. But it is no secret. Bluey said it herself.
I have never watched an episode of Bluey, but my niece very much went through the Bluey phase and like loved Bluey. So I didn't know that either.
You didn't know Bluey was a girl?
I didn't know Bluey was a girl. Oh. This reminds me of the like Hello Kitty not being a cat.
Oh, yes.
This is, you know.
When I learned Blue's Clues was a boy. I mean, a girl.
Blue's Clues is a girl? The dog?
The blue dog.
Yeah, I never watched that either. But see, I didn't know. This is why you educate us here, Stevie.
The kids
Thank
know what
you.
They're talking about.
Yes, they do.
And it's a massive parent fail, which I also love because we've probably all been through that as well. Getting some messages about Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
So Amber says, no, Blue is a boy. Magenta is a girl in Blue's Clues. My son was obsessed and I never knew.
It's not true.
Amber says it's true.
Blue from Blue's Clues is a girl. Magenta, also a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do we know this? Do we have confirmation?
The internet.
Oh, well, the internet says so. I never watched Blue's Clues. That wasn't...
Blue's Clues was like the show when I was a kid. So I watched it all the time. I don't know if I thought of it then, but yeah.
And speaking of socials, with Blue's Clues, didn't like the Blue's Clues dude post a video? Like, wasn't it during COVID or right after?
Yes.
Like, hey, how you doing? And everyone was like, oh my God, yes.
We all needed him.
Yeah.
We needed him back in our lives.
Everyone was so glad he like checked in on us. Yeah. So,
but in the show, the Blue and like Magenta, I'm pretty sure they don't talk like Bluey. Like they just bark. But like Steve and like they understand.
Oh, they understand the barking in Blue's Clues. See, I didn't even know that. I knew nothing about it.
So there you go. Yeah. All these AI overviews, they agree with Stevie. So I don't know. Go with that.
I know. Amber, I don't know. Yeah. It turns out. A girl.
Stevie always has that good info. She always has that good info.
She does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Warm one today. Shorts weather. High of 38 degrees. Get out there and enjoy it. Some sunshine. That's not fake sunshine. Well, we'll see 40 degrees. Trying to remember what that's like.
Some teen is going to be wearing shorts and a hoodie.
A lot of them.
They've been wearing it even when it was 20.
It's almost valid today. 38 degrees. Then you get rain till later on tonight. Changes to snow tomorrow. Coldest air in years on the way. But enjoy the 38 today. So did you... I just think we should... And there are times, and we're a live and local show. Our on-air studio is in the Halle Building in downtown Cleveland. If there is a community crisis, if there's something we notice, we follow all these community pages, we bring it up on the show. Even if it is a poo package in Westlake.
Stop.
I don't know if you've got one. There's something going on. Something happened Saturday night. We're heading into another weekend. I don't know if it's a thing. I don't know if it's a one-off.
I don't know that we can talk about that on the air. You can't say that.
A poo package? Yeah.
Stop.
This is the phrase. When I saw this, I screenshotted on Monday. I said, we need to get to this before the weekend in case this is a thing. It's to warn people either coming together or warning people this weekend.
And what's interesting about this is that the opinions are very mixed. Some people are like, oh, that's hilarious.
That would be the ones that do not get this particular package.
Correct.
There's no way you get this and then you think it's funny.
Right.
Community crisis next on Star 102. There's a community crisis. We're on it. That's what we do. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Everybody has a community page. A lot of times it is the best read. We've talked about books and A.J. Brown and the books that you like. I would beg to differ that there is no better reading than some of these community pages. Menor and Westlake and Parman, Independent, like the list goes on and on. Where you live, there's probably a community page specifically on Facebook where people vent. Ow! Another Starbucks? Oh, do we really need another car wash? Those are my favorite.
And then people get in fights back and forth, and their comments deleted. It gets nasty.
We see who you are when you comment. Like, people comment from their actual page.
Yeah, like there's no common courtesy. It's weird.
And hit enter.
Yeah. Yeah. We see your name, your full name.
The community of Westlake, Ohio. Are you familiar with this community, Gentui?
This is where I live.
Did anybody else experience the monkey business going on in Westlake this past Saturday night? This would be 6 days ago. Or were we the only ones that had the privilege of receiving a package?
Don't say it like
from
that.
A mischievous monkey and banana, LOL.
So it's like a Ring camera video, and you see two kids get out of a car, so they're old enough to drive, dressed as a monkey, dressed as a banana, and they... put a package on the door, do a little dance, and run back in their car and drive away.
What is happening? Is this a one-off? Have you heard anything about this in the city of Westlake?
I have not heard a thing about this, and I'm not sure what neighborhood this is. But what is most astonishing to me are the comments under this.
So we will, and you can certainly comment on this, 216-343-1021 or Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland on all the socials. We will get to those and we will get to the comments that have been posted underneath that. Talk about these comments on the community crisis. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Anybody else experience this monkey business in Westlake just 6 days ago on Saturday night, or were the only ones to have the privilege of receiving a poo package
from
a mischievous monkey and banana, LOL.
A, I hate how you say it. B, this is what's most astonishing to me. The comments then go on to say this. LOL, kids being kids, finally. It was fake, right? And then the person writes back, no. And then another person writes back, ours was. So some people got fake, some people got real. Then you have another person saying, oh, biohazard, gross. And then another person, oh, you wouldn't liked our neighborhood when we were kids. And it, the people are going on and on. And what is so astonishing to me is there are a ton of people in here just saying like, oh, kids being kids. I love this. That's hilarious. You put fecal matter on someone's porch. Like, that's gross. I don't think that's kids being kids. I think that's not good. But I feel like
so then it's not a one-off if a couple of other people are talking about it, right?
I know.
I mean,
but
it doesn't seem it's...
A bunch of people... Like, there's someone else says, oh, that's hilarious. Oh, they could be doing worse things. What are you? Would you be okay with this if you received this at your door?
They could be doing worse things.
I mean, the monkey and the banana, that's funny, and they do a little dance, whatever, but then they're leaving that on someone's porch? I don't know. Feels inappropriate. Or either that or we're missing a part of the story.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I don't know. So, community crisis... averted? Continues? We are not sure.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.